John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Back once again, the man who gave us If There's a Bustle in Your Hedgerow, 50 lyrical lines that helped define the 1970, our author and musicologist buddy, Chris Epting, right? Chris Epting, that's your name?
That is it. Thank you for remembering, John.
That's quite all right. Chris Epting, our guest, and from what I understand, we need to keep our eyes on the road and our hands on the wheel. Is that true?
Yeah, we're going to go back a little bit, kind of predate the 70s, a bit into the late 60s, when the Doors, who used to hang out up at a place called the Topanga Corral, up at the top of Topanga Canyon. You may have been up there.
Yeah.
There was an old Southern California roadhouse where a lot of famous bands played in the 60s. And, you know, Morrison would hang out there a lot. So there's a line in the song, you know, in the back of the roadhouse, they got some bungalows. Well, that was true. And Morrison actually bought one of those bungalows for his girlfriend, Pamela Curson. But the bottom line with the great song Roadhouse Blues is, at that point, of course, the Doors didn't have a bassist.
Uh-huh.
And when you hear that recording, it's actually the legendary Lonnie Mack playing bass on the track. But there's an even cooler cameo in there. John Sebastian from the Love and Spoonful is the one playing the harmonica.
Well, hold on a second. First off, I'm having a hard enough time remembering the harmonica part, and now you're telling me it's John Sebastian on it. But there's no credit, is there?
He didn't want credit. This was right around the time when Morrison had been arrested down in Miami for exposing himself on stage to the audience. And, you know, back then, even though, you know, Sebastian was no angel, there was still this thing where he didn't want to be associated, his name associated at that point. It would have been bad for his own business.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
He plays on there under a pseudonym, but he still wanted to be on that track. It's a great track. And years later, Alice Cooper claimed he was the inspiration. That famous line, "Woke up this morning and got myself a beer." Well, of course, Alice Cooper in the late 60s. That is how he woke up many a morning.
Morning.
Told me personally that he had heard that he had inspired that line. But again, Roadhouse Blues is a classic Doors tune. Lots of cool stuff going on in there, including that incredibly uncredited harmonica solo by John Sebastian of the Love and Spoonful.
Now, I'm going to assume that the Topanga Corral is long gone and somebody's house is sitting there.
You know what? I drove by it the other day. It's gone, but not that long. It kind of sat there rotting for a couple of decades.
Uh-huh.
They finally cleared the land a few years ago. And it's funny because you drive by, it's just a patch of open grass up there at the top of Topanga. And I mean, everybody from the Birds, all the great kind of L.A. 60s bands played up there way back when. And it was a great hangout for a lot of musicians. Neil Young recorded after the Gold Rush practically across the street from it in a little house there. So a lot of great musical ghosts up there on the hill, including Roadhouse Blues from the Doors.
All right, well, keep your eyes on the road and your hands upon the wheel. Here they come, the Doors, Chris Epting, our guest, classic rock, 102.9 MGK.